suppose, Rory, you've had a night to sort of digest that result last night in Park Tailteann and Navan, a 1.1 over Meath. You got the result. What's your thoughts today on the Donegal performance and progressing to the next stage of the qualifiers?
Number one, you know, actually delighted to be through and looking forward to the draw now tomorrow morning to see what's next, and that's what it's all about at this time of year. So it is. It's about just making sure you're through. Look, there was a lot of aspects of the performance that we'd be pleased with, you know. I think we created an awful lot of chances and probably weren't clinical enough, you know. We had a number of goal chances and missed a number of relatively straightforward point scoring opportunities that would have made life a wee bit easier for ourselves.
And I suppose the players had to show a bit of grit and a bit of character, which was pleasing. Having scored that goal to go three up, then you went a point down under the closing stages, because at that stage of the game, Rory, it could have really gone either way, but they had to dig deep, and I suppose that was one of the most pleasing factors out of the result.
Oh, absolutely, Ash. You know, there's real championship stuff, to be fair. You know, Meath were really up for the game, naturally, and, you know, the very passionate crowd, as we had a lot of support ourselves, you know, and there was a lot of setbacks during the game, you know, to go and only level at half-time, having two great goal-scoring opportunities and one fairly harshly ruled out, and obviously then you getting the goal and conceding the goal and Meath going to point up with 6 or 7 minutes to go. I thought there was an awful lot of character showing, and you know, a lot of men stood up, and I think overall, you know, we'd be very pleased with that.
Yeah. It was a difficult day in Balbofay against Longford, and it was an edgy game, and it took you the bulk of the match really to sort of find your gear against Longford. Did you get the response that you wanted then, Rory, and Navan yesterday, coming off the back of that Longford one?
I think, you know, without being at our absolute best, I think, you know, we'd be very pleased with the response. I think, you know, individually and collectively, you know, the performance levels was up massively from everybody, and they needed to be, because me played very well as well and showed enormous improvement on their last couple of games as well. And you know, it was two teams going at it, and if our boys weren't up for it, and if they weren't, you know, playing close to their best, we wouldn't have got out of jail.
What about the younger guys' performance yesterday? Because it's been a tough number of weeks for them, losing to Tyrone and then having to come through that qualifier against Longford. Jason McGee scored a couple of points as first of the championship yesterday. And another player that I thought had a good game, particularly in the first half, was Keelan Ward. He had 4 or 5 crucial interceptions in that first half, Rory.
I think, you know, ourselves have been around a good while now, and we've a bit of experience in the team, but in the setup, and inter-county football is tough. It just doesn't let you just go up and say, I'm there, you're going to go through tough days. They are tough experiences within a season and within games, and that's all part of it for a lot of these fellas. And you're right, I thought, you know, some players who maybe, you know, had a slight dip, performed really, really well. I think the two boys you mentioned were excellent, Jason and Keelan. But I think overall, you know, everybody stood up to the knit and, you know, collectively they pulled each other over the line.
And Patrick McBurdy stood up to the cause as well. It was a pressure kick by him, from him, a pressure situation rather, to kick that winning point at the end, and he took it exceptionally well, Roar.
It was a brilliant score, so it was, you know, we held the ball and we beat a lot of men back, and Patrick took on the responsibility, and, you know, it was a brilliant strike, and we've seen him doing it so often, and, you know, it's their clutch moments in games, and that's these big players. And equally, he scored a really, you know, he had a number of good points, but he scored a really critical free at a stage. But, you know, we maybe had missed a couple of free kicking opportunities. And look, I thought he showed tremendous character, and he's a player really, you know, in good form at the minute.
Yeah, and I suppose that's something. That's a situation that these young guys, when they watch the more experienced player. I know Patrick's still a young man, but when you watch somebody of the caliber of Patrick can kick over a winning score like that, these young boys are learning all the time, and I suppose pulling off it as well.
Absolutely, and you know, you just don't kick them by accident. Patrick's, you know, practicing at that and doing it over the years at training with both with his club and with the county team, and you got to work on it. And you know, to be able to do that, you know, from 50 yards in pressure moments, you know, you've got to work very hard at your game to have that ability.
And to the next stage of the qualifiers, that's where you want to be. And I know you're on the road today and you're going to watch a match, Rory, but I suppose it doesn't matter who you get really in the next stage of the draw. The main thing is that you're there and you're in the hat.
Oh, absolutely. You know, listen, we're one game away from a quarter-final, which is obviously where everybody wants to be, so we are. And look, we'll likely be drawing against Cork or the losers of the Connacht final, so that'll be another step up from me the game. But, you know, the big thing is now we've 2 weeks, we have a wee bit of breathing space, you know, we'll get the bodies recovered and we knuckle down to the hard work again. And whoever it is, we'll do our homework on them, but it's, you know, mostly about ourselves. We're going to have to make sure that we improve, and this was the big thing coming out of it, we'd try to be that bit more clinical again.
Has the last 7 to 8 days taken a toll on any of the players? Because you were coming out of one game facing into another 7 days later, and there's not much time to prep for that, and you really can't do, I suppose, the drills and your prep that you want to do in training. You'll have that now in the 2-week break, but how has it affected the players, Rory, at this stage?
To be honest, given the age profile of our squad, the players absolutely love it, Ashi. We have an awful lot of hard work done. The fitness levels are very high. We were relishing the games coming thick and fast, so they are, you know, provided you don't pick up too many injuries. But, you know, thankfully, coming out of yesterday, everybody's good to go again. And look, you're right, there's not a lot of training done when it's like that, but that's what we, all year, we've been done a lot of training to be ready to play the games at this time of year.
Okay then, Rory, thanks for taking the call today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon in the build-up to the next one. Best of luck.
Cheers, Ashley, thanks.